and we see things that needs to be taken out of their life, so much easier to look at others instead of looking inside of our own and seeing what needs to be removed. In the book of 2 Kings, in the second chapter, is where we'll be reading from this evening while you pray for us for a few minutes of time tonight with a word that I believe that we all can relate to. And I believe many of us have a desire similar to what we'll be preaching about this evening. 2 Kings, the second chapter. Go with me, if you would, reading verses 9 and 10. 9 and 10 in the second chapter of 2 Kings. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Those two verses this evening. And a hard request is what he called it. A hard request. Elijah knew that what Elijah was asking for was something that was going to be very difficult to come to pass. But he said, if you see me when I'm taken up, it shall be so. But if not, then it won't happen. In other words, Brother Ron. And our thought tonight is that when we look at the request by Elijah, I think that many of us want more of his spirit. And I don't think there was anything wrong with his request that when you leave, he saw all the miracles that this man of God had performed. Elijah was a great man, performed so many miracles. And he wanted to have that same power. Elijah was more of a helper. He was there with him many times. And three different times, Elijah said unto him, don't leave me. And Elisha said, you don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to leave you, but I'll be found with you. What a true friend that he was. And he saw all these miracles that Elijah, and these names get twisted, okay, had performed, and even just recently, the ones being, as Elijah called fire down, Elijah called fire down out of heaven and consumed the enemy that was there. And even predicted, told a man that you're about to die. And then I'm sure when Elijah looked at these things and performed them, that Elisha saw something that this man had that he wanted in his own life. How many of us today have known people along this journey that had that kind of spirit of God in them, that we look at them and we think, I'd like to have what they have. I'd like to have more of that kind of spirit that they have in their life, in my own life. And even though we live in a different time, a different era, you see, when Jesus died, before he died, he told the apostles and those disciples, I'm going away, but I'll pray the Father and he'll send you the Comforter. Something that moves inside of us that we control how much of the Spirit of God we have or we don't have. I love good, Spirit-filled people in the house of the Lord. And many of them that I look at their life and I say, I'd like to have what they have. And yet, I'm the only one that controls how much of the Spirit of God that I have. We've had some great examples here in our church of people that was just Spirit-filled. When things were bad, they still was full of the Spirit of God. And when things were good, they still was full of the Spirit of God. And how it blessed our life. And the Bible gives us many examples of people that were full or filled with God's Spirit. And I think it ought to be our desire to have more and more of the Spirit of God in our lives than we've ever had before. And this might sound peculiar to some of you, but recently we've lost two great preachers. And in past, we've lost other preachers. And I look at their lives and I say, Lord, I'd like to have their knowledge. I'd like to have their spirit indwelling in me, that I might be more like them. Brother Kenny Banks and Brother Clarence and Brother Harvey and Brother Herman. And I mean, the list just goes on and on. There was a black preacher out of Memphis, Tennessee, that I listened to many years ago. He's gone on to be with the Lord. Some of you may have heard of him, G.E. Patterson, that was just a fireball for God, preaching the word. And when I hear preachers like that, I say, that's the kind I want to be. I don't think there's anything wrong with us trying to emulate our life after others. But yet, we don't have to be second to anybody, because we can ask God, who can do more for us than anybody else can, with the Spirit of God, to give us more. How many of you enjoy Spirit-filled singing that comes from the heart? And Spirit-filled preaching that comes by, and it just encourages us. And it almost, if you'll have it, it challenges us to move up closer to God, that we might also get that same type of spirit that the apostles had and that these prophets had. You know, we're different because they had the Spirit of God that came upon them, but we've got the Spirit of God that lives in us. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When God put that on my heart, I thought, many of you that had conversations with Sister Edwina, she say, you know, we have an indwelling, but we often need to be refilled with God's Spirit. Just because we had it yesterday doesn't mean that we don't need it today. And just because God blessed us with a song or a word that was full of the Spirit doesn't mean that we can take it for granted that every time we sing, every time we preach, we're going to have just an outpouring of God's Spirit. We can, but we ought to never take it that, God, you owe it to me, because God owes us nothing. If we want to have more of God's Spirit, it takes us doing our part as well. I thought, and I don't want to this to be perceived that I'm throwing stones, but I'd rather hear a song with the Spirit of God or a message with the Spirit of God than I had to hear somebody show their talent or their words and their charismatic personality or their knowledge of the Word of God. Give me somebody that just seeks for God's Spirit to come by their heart and to bless them, that they might be a blessing to somebody else. And oftentimes in our songs and in our word, we're not singing it or preaching it for anybody else, but for God to use us, that we might be able to grow in the Spirit that we have in our own life, in our own soul. I like to be like Peter and John in the book of Acts when they went there to the temple and the lame man sat there lame since his mother's womb, and just said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus, arise up and walk. And he leaped to his feet. How many of you like to have that kind of spirit in the house of the Lord? Or to be like Paul, just pray over some handkerchiefs, and they would take them to the sick, and they would recover from the sickness that they have. You say, is that the Spirit? I believe that's the Spirit of God moving. Or be like Peter, when he walked by people that were sick, just his shadow. Hallelujah. Just his shadow, people would recover from whatever sickness that they had. How many of you like to be that kind of Spirit of God indwelling in you, that people just coming in contact with you, you don't even have to say a word. You don't have to say a word. They can just tell that there's something different, that you've got something in you that is lacking in their life. And when we look back at Elijah, he's saying, I just want what you have. I want, Elijah, that same power. In fact, I don't want just what you have. Give me a double portion of it. Can I preach tonight? I don't know if these mortal bodies could contain a double portion of the Spirit of God, like it was here on Sunday, when you feel it so strong that you're afraid to do anything, not to offend the Spirit of God, that it would leave. But we want it to stay with us, that we might be able to see others. And when I see somebody that is enjoying the Spirit of God that he's put on them, and I believe some had a double portion on Sunday, it encourages me, it lifts me up, and I just say, thank you, Lord. Because I know that sometimes they've been through so much, and when God blesses them with that sweet Spirit to go by, they feel like, don't matter what's wrong yesterday, everything is better today. Because God's Spirit has passed by. Deacons ought to have a filling of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. And preachers ought to have a filling of the Holy Spirit. And not just a filling, but we want more. A hunger and thirst for the knowledge of this word. A hunger and thirst for God's Spirit that would dwell in us. That I don't want to be just a preacher to get up and try to just labor to bring a message. But when God sends his Spirit by, it just flows. Amen. It just flows. And when it goes out, you can tell that people are connected with that same Spirit, because their countenance changes. Things that they come in worried about, the Spirit of God comes by and that worry dissipates. Because we know everything is better when God is in the house. Amen? Everything is better. And Elijah, he wanted exactly what Elijah had in his life. We can go back and we can look at other people's lives and say, I like what they have. But you know what? God says you can have even more than what they had. The Bible gives us a very clear examples of this, and that Elijah, the Bible records 16 different miracles that he performed. Elijah, with a double spirit, came along and he performed 32. But yet, it wasn't Elijah or Elijah, but it was God that gave him the presence of the Holy Spirit to perform every time. When you read about it, it was their prayer before God that gave them the power that they had when they came up against the enemy. You know, today, our prayer life, our consecration to God, and our dedication to the church is what gives us more of the Spirit of God in our life. Make me more like you, Lord, and less like the world. Less like. And the Bible teaches us to humble ourselves before God. And if we don't humble ourselves, God will humble us. He will. I want to have a double portion. I would. And yet at times when God passes by, I feel like I've got a triple portion. Anybody else ever felt like God just gave you so much that you didn't know if you could take any more? You wasn't able to say a word. You wasn't able to raise your hand. You wasn't able to do anything because the Spirit was so strong upon you at that moment of time. And we enjoy those times, do we not? But yet, they're too far in between. when what we ought to do is just say, Lord, help me so that I just don't have it on Sunday morning or Sunday night, but I have that same spirit on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I mentioned deacons and preachers, but yet we all ought to have a desire to have a feeling of the Holy Spirit in our life. And can I pause for a minute and commend so many of our people today that God, they, because of their desire, God has given them that spirit to where they can stand up and testify, they can stand up and sing, they can stand up and preach, they can stand up and do whatever God has laid on their hearts because they desired to grow. If you don't want to grow, you won't grow. You won't grow. But when you sing as or say as that song says, Lord, make me more like you, God will take you and he'll give you that same spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost. You've been saved. You already got the spirit in you. I said, if you've been saved, you've already got the spirit in you. But we control how high the spirit of God goes. We control it. Oftentimes, the best thing we can do is just get self out of the way and let God take control of that spiritual barometer in our life and watch it grow and grow and grow. We have our heroes that we look at. You know, somebody is looking at you and I to be that hero for tomorrow. On Sunday in the message, and then Tara testified afterwards about trees. And I thought about that, trees that you've sat under. How many of you got Christians in your life that you've enjoyed their life and you've been a benefactor of the things that they've done along this Christian journey? We've ate some of the fruit off their trees. I was out today and I don't know that much about trees. But I saw this tree, and some of y'all will know it. Didn't know I was going to mention this tonight. And this tree looked like it had blackberries on it. Somebody tell me what it is. Mulberries? Sounds good. I wanted to eat one, but I was afraid to. Because I don't want to die. Amen? But I thought about, that's the way it is in God's house. We've got trees in here that we've all been able to go up and pluck some fruit off of their life. And it's made our lives so much better to enjoy along this journey. There's nothing wrong with asking God, help me to have more of your spirit. I said earlier, I've seen preachers get up and just have to labor to get a message out that would be a help to somebody. Preachers ought not to have to work so hard. Let me say it one more time. Preachers ought not to have to work so hard. Because you see, the church controls a lot of how the preacher preaches. The preacher can only do so much. But when he feels a little help along the way, it gives him encouragement. And we have to seek. The Bible teaches us to seek for the Spirit of God. Seek for it. Nothing worse than a dry, three-day-old cornbread type message that goes out. We don't need a dry message. We need a spirit-filled message. And as Rob and Sharon sang that song on Sunday, we need a spirit-filled preacher. We need a spirit-filled singers. We need a spirit-filled church that people that are lost can get saved in. Without the Spirit of God, nothing is possible. But with the Spirit of God, all things are possible. Can you imagine tonight if Elijah had died and Elisha was there when he went away? He didn't die. He went up in a whirlwind. And I thought about that tonight on the way to church. They had tornado warnings out. And I thought, man, maybe we're going to have a whirlwind. I'm just telling you from Roger's heart. But he was there and he got to see him go up. And his mantle fell on his protege. Can I use that word? That's what he was, pretty much. He was a helper, but he also was a protege unto him. And Elijah worried or was concerned about it, and he was wondering if it really worked until he got down to the River Jordan, and the mantle fell. And when the mantle fell, the river parted. See, sometimes we worry. God, do I have what it takes to do the job that you've called me to do? And God says, it's not just about you. Let me show you what I can do with you. When you put yourself in my hands and allow me to do the work through you. Because that's all we are. We're just vessels that God uses on this journey to help others along the way and to get our lost saved before it's too late. That we might be able to enjoy heaven together with all those that felt the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, I said singers and preachers are in trouble. The church is in trouble. And lost cannot be saved where there is no Spirit of God. It takes the Spirit of God because it takes a drawing power. It takes a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And the only way those are possible is when the Spirit of God is manifested in the service where they're singing and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Elijah probably thought, man, I've got it now. Look what I've got. I was there. I saw it happen. His mantle fell upon me, and now I've got that double portion. But with a double portion comes responsibility. How many of us know that we have responsibilities unto God in order to maintain our spiritual level? We have to do the job that God has placed us in, whether it's singing or testifying. And not just in church. You know, this is almost like our huddle. We come here to huddle. What's the next game plan? And then we go out there to try to put it into action that we might get others in before it's too late for them or for us. I don't want to have remorse over God gave me a word to say and I didn't share it. God gave me a plan and I didn't follow it. God told me to do this and I didn't do it, and now others may have to pay for it as well. Today we need to have that indwelling, but we also need to be like, and I have to go back, we need to go back and be like Elijah. Lord, I'd like to have a double portion of what he has or what she has. And folks, we've had some great examples before us, have we not? Through the years, and even currently, I thought Sunday morning when Brother Wayne shouted, I thought I was about to leave this world. Amen. See, God gave him a triple portion, I believe. And you see, sometimes we can't relate with it because we've not been through what they've been through. And then God's Spirit comes along and it encourages them. And you know what they say? With the help of God, I too can go over this river. I too can surpass this trial that's here before me, or this broken heart in this soul. Whatever it may be that we are going through, the Spirit of God lifts us up and helps us, carries us many times. And Elijah was with that new responsibility. He no longer was the protege. He now was the man of God. He now was the man of God. And it was God was using him, and not just using him, but there was witnesses over in the 15th verse. There was witnesses there that saw what happened. And you know, there's an old song that says, you ought to go tell somebody what the Lord has done. But people don't want to hear it. They want to see it. Let's see this new spirit in you. Let's see this Spirit of God work in your life. And not just when you're in church, but every day of the week. Let's see what God can do through you. God took simple people and made great men and women out of them. It's not through the enticement of words. It's not through education. It's not through how long you've been saved. I know people that have not been saved that long that are just filled with the Spirit of God. And others that's been saved for years. And they're still in that same infancy with the Spirit of the Lord. We ought to be growing. Growing spiritually. Growing in our work for God. Growing that we might. And never getting to the point that we're satisfied. How many of you are satisfied with your Christian walk today? Or do we know there's more? How many of you want more of the Spirit of God in your life? That when you get up to sing or you get up to testify, or I guess I'm the only preacher that's at least announced it in the house, that when we get up, that Lord, help me to get myself out of the way that I might be used of you to help others on this journey. Because tonight, the journey gets hard. It gets so hard. And I have to say, oftentimes when we're down and out, it's the Spirit of God that comes by and lifts us up. Amen. Lifts us up. That there is nothing too big for our God. Nothing that is too deep that God can't pull us out. Nothing that is too high that God can't bring it down to where we can be used. And I know that Elijah, I don't know for sure that Elisha knew what he was asking for. Because anytime God gives us something, the requirements go along with it. The requirements go along with it. God gave you more spirit. He says, use it. Do you know, it's one of those things, you either use it or you lose it. And if you've ever been in, how many of you tonight, and I'm trying not to be long-winded, but how many of you have ever felt spiritually just defeated? You was just defunct. But then it takes so much work to get back to that level to where you feel comfortable. Yet God, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And you're helping me to grow. And my spirit level is growing. And it's just growing. And then when it hits that high level, we think we can't get no higher than that. And then God comes along in future services or in future times. And he takes us even to a higher level. And sometimes we feel like, Lord, if you bless me with any more spirit, I'm going to have to step off from this shore and step onto heaven's shore. And people say that is a very high anointing of the Spirit of God. But I think in that I've had that experience. Anybody else had that experience where you felt like you just couldn't take anymore? Lord, but you know when you're going through it, you don't think about it. You think about it when you look back. Look how high you took me, Lord. I didn't know I could go that high. And God says, that's not the limit. That's not the limit. I've got even more. But we have to work for God and ask God to help us that we might attain that higher level of the Spirit of God in our life. Some people say, I just don't know. I get more spirit. I just don't know how to react. Sometimes you raise your hand. Sometimes you clap your hands. Sometimes you smile ear to ear. Sometimes, Sarah, it's just tears that go down. Anybody just think about God and just sit there and cry? Just sit there and cry. People say, how's that helping? Because we are ministering to God and God is ministering to us. And that spirit just fills us up. And don't even have to say a word. God just comes down and blesses you. And people probably think that you've lost your best friend. No, my best friend's talking to me. My best friend is talking to me. So if we want to have more of God's Spirit, we need to ask God to help us to attain that level. He went straight to the source, did he not? I want double portion of what you have. I just put this in for good measure. I believe he already had the Spirit of God upon him. So now he not only had his, but he had a double portion. He now had three doses of the Spirit of God upon his life. And you say, Roger, that's not biblical. That's just my thinking. Because we all have the Spirit of God. If you've been saved, you've got the Spirit of God. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you've not been saved. Amen? And it's not just, the Spirit of God is not just there to take us to the next level and to and in times of worship, but the Spirit of God is also there to tell us what not to do and what to stay away from and where we should go and where we should not go, things we should do and things we should not do, and things that we need to do more of in our Christian life. Tonight, if we truly want more of God's Spirit, all we have to do is ask and live a life so that he can give us more. Jesus used his example, and I'll close. You don't put new wine in old bottles. We have the new bottle. We have the new wine, which is the Spirit of God. We have that in our life, but sometimes it gets a little low. You don't have to raise your hands. You don't have to say amen. But how many of us tonight, we get a little low? I've never gone empty. Can I put that in there? I've never been empty, but there's times I've been low. But Evan, God knows what my capacity is, and he'll come along and he'll fill it back up. And it's important because we're all going to go through dry spells. And we have that replenishment that we can draw from. Tonight, if we truly want more of God's Spirit, God's saying, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to read, study, meditate, spend time with God? Or do you just want to show up and say, God, give it to me? See, we think, and I said I was going to close it and run. We think that Elijah just was there and he got it. No, you don't know what he did before. All the many works that he did before he received that double portion. And I hear a preacher of old say, sometimes we just got to wait our time. Wait for our time and God will give us everything that we have need of. Amen. Tonight, I want more of God's Spirit. I want that double portion. I want that portion to where I feel like that God has just moved in with a whole new refreshing. David said it like that. We need a refreshing. Because sometimes we get a little complacent along this journey. We get complacent and we think, I've got it all figured out. Let me tell you, I have never been able to figure it all out. And you know what? We never will be able to figure it all out. But one day, I believe we'll see it for ourselves and not another. And as I've told Ray in the past, if it were possible, one of us may look at the other one and say, you was right. You was right. But most of all, I know he will be right because his word never fails. We're going to close with an altar of prayer. And I say this to encourage our Wednesday night group. You are, by majority, you are the spiritual work of this church. And don't let your head get too big. Because You're the ones that are here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You're the ones that's working and praying. And we're trying to get others in. God is blessing our church. We're seeing it grow. But, and I say, but, I'm not satisfied. Are you? I want more. I want more of God's blessings. And you know, we don't have the programs to get folks to come. But what we have is what others don't have. We've got the Spirit of God that dwells in this house. And folks, you and I can't do it without His Spirit. We need His Spirit to help us on this journey. Would you join us in the altar as we close with this altar of prayer, asking God to help us that we might become more spiritual. And you say, if we become more spiritual, then you're telling us not to lean on our talents or on our capacities. And so, folks, when it comes to worshiping God, we need to put all that behind us and say, Lord, I didn't come to be seen. I told some of the fellows many years ago, I heard a song, and it said something like this, that nobody wants to play rhythm guitar behind Jesus. Everybody wants to be the lead singer in the band. And that's where it's at, is it not? And folks, it don't matter to me if I'm sitting there praying for whoever's singing or preaching. It don't matter to me if I'm just the doorkeeper. Just let me be in the church that has the Spirit of God in it, and I'll say, that's all right with me. Amen? Join us as we pray, asking God to help us, to fill us with more of His wonderful Spirit. Thank you, God, that you give us a word that comes by and encourages us, Lord, when we don't have a word upon our heart. Our minds are empty, but God, you give us a word that we can share with our brothers and sisters to help us all, Lord, as we grow in this Christian walk, that tomorrow we might be more than we was yesterday, and Lord, that we might be able to lead the lost unto you, that they would be saved before it's everlasting too late. I pray, God, that you would help us in our church. Lord, that we would be able to keep that same spirit. And Lord, watch it grow amongst its members. Lord, and watch it grow in this neighborhood. Go with us, Lord, especially to those that are lost and undone. Lord, that they would realize through your Spirit that they need to know you as their Savior. We pray for these, Lord, that are sick. We ask you, God, to send that same Spirit by their way, Lord, that they might be healed. Go with us tonight as we depart. Bring us back on Sunday, Lord, with the mighty movement of your Holy Spirit. For we ask it all in the name of Jesus. And amen. 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 God bless each and every one of you tonight. Thankful for our church. Appreciate Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, and appreciate each and every one of you on this Wednesday night. Thank you for coming out on a stormy Wednesday night. Most Baptists would have stayed at the house with the raindrops coming down, but you know, I'm thankful that I made it to be able to feel what we have felt and heard in this service tonight. God bless you. Remember, Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, church at 11 o'clock. Let's go pray and come back looking for great things to happen in the house of the Lord.